I'm Maureen McKinney, and this is Daisy Contreras, who covers the legislature for Illinois Issues.
Yes, this session marks the beginning of the 100th General Assembly, and without a doubt, most of the attention so far has gone to the grand bargain package that would have taken Illinois out of the 20-month-long budget impasse. And while this definitely continues to be a topic of important discussion, there are other diverse bills that are being introduced and currently being discussed in committee.
What are some of the other bills that have been discussed so far?
There are a couple of bills. One bill that is being considered right now addresses the lobbyist revolving door. This bill would amend the current Lobbyist Registration Act and would require any former state employee or official to wait a year after leaving their current job before they can register as lobbyists. So while someone is still employed by the state, he or she can't negotiate any employment or compensation whatsoever for any lobbying firm.
What's the problem with that?
One of the arguments, at least, is that the current revolving door situation gives some perks or insight into government that is usually not available to someone out of the government sphere.
Abortion has been also a topic of discussion.
Yes, it's definitely been an issue of discussion, especially now with what is going on at the federal level, where the Supreme Court may tackle Roe v. Wade. At the state level, a House bill would allow abortion coverage under Medicaid and under state employee health insurance. Currently, this coverage is not possible, and the bill goes further to allow the Department of Human Services to make grants available to nonprofit organizations or agencies that offer abortion services. So basically giving grants to those organizations like Planned Parenthood.
What are some of the other bills you found interesting?
Some of the bills that I have found interesting while covering committee hearings include a bill that would eliminate statutes of limitation for felony sexual crimes against children. Under a Senate bill, sexual assault survivors would not have a time limit for coming forward with their accusations. Under current law, survivors are given 20 years from the time that they turn 18 to make their accusation valid. That basically gives a sexual assault survivor until they are 38 years old to make their accusations. During the bill's committee hearing in early March, Scott Cross and State Attorney General Lisa Madigan testified in support of the bill. Scott Cross was allegedly sexually abused as a teenager by former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert. Dennis Hastert was a high school wrestling coach before getting into politics, and Cross was 17 when Hastert allegedly assaulted him. But it took Cross almost 40 years to come forward with his story. And by then, the statute of limitation had expired, and Hastert could not be prosecuted for these alleged crimes. Hastert is now serving 15 months for banking violations over paying money to one of his alleged victims. And here is Scott Cross at the Senate hearing.
Since I confronted Hastert in court, the question I've gotten the most is, how do you feel about the sentence? Was justice delivered? The answer is no. Hastert inflicted unbelievable pain on the lives of the youth he was entrusted to care for, yet he got a slap on the wrist. As hard as it is to continue to live through the events of the past, the laws in Illinois and across the country have to change.
Wage theft is another issue. What's going on with it?
Yes, so wage theft is an issue that is being brought up in the form of legislation during this session. One Senate bill aims to increase the criminal penalties for repeated wage theft offenders. Currently, if an employer is found to have kept wages from employees, the criminal penalty is the equivalent of stealing a cell phone, for example. And proponents of the bill argue that the bill would be a deterrent to wage theft.
You also heard from opponents, too.
One opponent, Republican Senator Jim Oberweis, he does not believe that legislation is needed for wage theft.
And when you start talking about wage theft, that is automatically prejudicial. It seems to me what we're really talking about is when you have a difference of opinion between a company and an employee. And are you implying that the small claims court is unfair to the employee or to anyone?
And there has also been some legislation on the LGBT issues.
Correct. Another Senate bill explores the so-called gay panic defense and the transgender panic defense. This bill would not allow a murder defense based on a victim's sexual orientation or nonviolent sexual advance. It's an argument that has been brought up in courts across the country where the murderer acts out of panic after being sexually approached and ends up murdering someone because they are gay or transgender.
There are also several resolutions passed as well, including one that had to do with being prepared for zombies, right?
Correct. Early February, the Zombie Preparedness Month resolution was introduced by Democratic Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch and was adopted by the House. The resolution will make October 2017 a month of natural disaster preparedness for Illinois residents. So when the resolution was brought up in the House, Representative Welch remarked that being prepared for a zombie invasion was the same as being prepared for tornadoes, blizzards, or any type of natural disaster. However, some representatives did not see the humor in this and argued that the real disaster was not having a balanced budget. Regardless of the opposition, this October, Illinois residents will be encouraged to make their own food stockpile and gather the necessary emergency supplies.
There's also some interest in honoring former President Barack Obama.
Yes, other resolutions worth noting are those that want to commemorate Barack Obama's ties to Illinois. One resolution wants to name Interstate 294 as Barack Obama Tollway. There are also a couple of bills that want to designate a day in honor of Barack Obama's birthday. One of those bills aims to make August 4th an official state holiday. And so this would mean that the government would have to close for the day. So government offices, post offices, what have you. Governor Rauner has voiced his support to commemorate Obama, but says that it should not be designated as an official state holiday. And there was an article recently in Politico.com that said that one of the sponsors of those bills is actually receiving threatening emails from those opposing the holiday. So it will be interesting to see how this ends up playing out.